All the people from Philadelphia were quiet, along with John Skiffington and his father, and the people from Virginia, especially those who knew the cost of good slave flesh, smiled. Belle picked up the hem of the girl's dress and held it out for Winifred to examine, as if the dress itself were a bonus. Winifred looked at her new husband, and he nodded, and Winifred said, "Thank you." Winifred's father left the room, followed by Skiffington's father. Council went on smiling. He was thinking of all those early days in North Carolina when his dislike for his cousin was taking root. The trip up to that nowhere Virginia town had been worth it just for the look on his cousin's face. "It's a good way of introducing you to the life you should become accustomed to, Mrs. Skiffington," Council said to Winifred. He looked at Belle, his wife. "Isn't that right, Mrs. Skiffington?"
"Of course, darling," she said to the wedding present. "Say hello. Say hello to your mistress."
The girl did, curtsying the way she had been shown before leaving North Carolina and many times during the trip to Manchester.
"Hello. Hello, mistress." "Her name is Minerva," Belle said. "She will answer to the name Minnie, but her proper name is Minerva. She will, however, answer to either, to whatever you choose to call her. Call her Minnie, and she will answer. But her proper name is Minerva."
Her first maid, received when Belle was 12, had had a disagreeable night cough and had to be replaced after a few weeks with a quieter soul.
"Minerva," the child said.
"See," Belle said.